Shalom lachem.
Hello and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum ben Moshe. Hello. Today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the blessings that we bless each other throughout life. We will look at Judaism. There are plenty of blessings that a person blesses his friend and so on. We'd like to take a deeper look into it. Be with us. Tal, please. Yeah, I read about the blessings and the Jewish tradition that there's a belief that because there's the belief that a blessing has special forces, there are plenty of opportunities to bless your friend, your fellow man, the bride and the groom at their wedding. It's common to bless when there's a new beginning, like a newborn son, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah. There are blessings that I understand a bit less, but the blessings of the Kohens, and many, many blessings. And aside from all of those customs of telling each other happy holidays, Shabbat Shalom, easy fest, and so on and so forth, maybe they have a deeper source. And after we talk deeply about the blessings in which a person thanks the Creator, blesses him, we'd like to get a bit We'd like to better understand the custom of blessing each other on different opportunities. Does it have a deeper meaning? Can we learn how to do it better? Of course, everything that exists in Judaism comes from the Kabbalists, from the wisdom of Kabbalah, called the wisdom of truth, the true Torah, that reveals godliness to us. It reveals the higher life, the system of governance and providence through which the higher force is operating us. And in this, and we exist in this system necessarily. And this is how we therefore have to understand that we exist inside a network that's operating us. And in return, we can respond more or less correctly, more correctly or incorrectly. And what the Kabbalists tell us about how to correctly behave and talk, thought, and action, by this we can influence the network we're in and to initiate a good attitude for ourselves towards the system and to hope that the higher system will respond in a good, positive way towards us. And all in all, this is how we would like to operate these systems in a good, nice, convenient, easy way, so that it will be good and convenient for each and every one, for the people of Israel, and also for the entire world. This was our attitude towards the higher system, the heavenly system, so to speak. In the system, through the right attitude towards it, we have blessings, gratitude, requests, and this all comes as a result of us as Kabbalists revealing the Creator as the good and benevolent force which sustains the whole of nature, where this entire system that has created this entire system as a network of forces that works on a person, which is the main kernel creature, in order to bring a person to identification with the Creator. Identifying with the Creator means that a person will take on the same qualities, forces, thoughts, actions, everything that the Creator has, and behave exactly like Him, like that higher force. The Creator is called Elohim, godliness, and Gematria, and its numerical value, it equals Hateva, nature, meaning nature, or the Creator, or Elohim, are one and the same. And therefore, the more correctly we operate ourselves, the more we identify with nature, the more we're in balance with it. And this way we advance towards a better life. So, now turning to our point. The blessings, it means that I acknowledge, I know the higher force as good that does good, and I discover that, I reveal it, and I bless him for what he does. There are many things that we have to scrutinize regarding it, because it says, I've created the evil inclination. So first of all, do we have to bless the Creator for creating us with the evil inclination, the ego, where as a result of our nature, we're committing all the horrors and problems and murders and theft and so on and so forth in the world? This comes from Him. It comes to us from Him. Or do we have to only thank the Creator for the corrections of the ego, as it says, I've created the evil inclination, evil, I've created the Torah spice, because the light in it reforms that, as opposed to the evil inclination which He has created on purpose, He has created in us, for us, the Torah spice, meaning that it is a positive force which can balance our ego and bring us to good. We don't really see it in the world around us, neither among the Jews nor those that study the Torah, that are really balanced and use the good force in the relations between them, for life, for friends, and for everyone. Meaning, there's a problem here that it's not in vain to simply talk in blessings and to perform different actions, but we have to keep these actions not only in practice and action, but also in thought and in desire. Meaning, in mind, in thought, and in heart, and the desire, we have to do it too. But our thought and heart are in the hands of the Creator. They're all egoistic. That's called, I've created the evil inclination. Well, it's not that much. We can say pretty words, we can see it from our world, which is full of lies. But the thought and desire, we cannot change them. And therefore, we have to look for how is it possible to do it then. And the Kabbalists, they teach us that we can connect with other people and together with them to build such an atmosphere, such an environment called Arvut, mutual guarantee, where we will be guarantors for one another, that each and every one of us will all the time have the right attitude between man and his fellow friend, and from the good and nice relations between man and his fellow friend will come to the good and nice relations between man and the Creator, as it says, from the love of the created beings to the love of God. But this is the only way that it works, because if we're engaged between us in connection, completion, love, then by this attitude between us, we invite the positive force from nature, where all in all what operates in us is only the negative force. And if we invite the positive force from nature, which is possible to do through our connection, through a special circle, through the assembly of 10, Syria, if we ask of the higher force to give us these forces of bestowal, of love, so that we'll be able to bestow, we'll be able to love others, so that we'll be able to resemble the Creator Himself, because He is good that does good, then we receive this force, and then we can also balance inside us the evil inclination that we got from birth, inverted to the good inclination, and then by these two inclinations of good and evil, we can manage ourselves and advance ourselves higher and higher until we start discovering between these two forces, the egoistic and, let's call them, altruistic forces, we can discover the Creator. And when we'll discover him, then we'll already know how to correctly relate to that. So all those blessings that people tell each other on different occasions, what do they symbolize? So all of those blessings by which we relate to each other, this is actually that force of connection which we really suppose. I'm not responsible for the people that say these words because they're also said in vain by most of them. But all those blessings which we say, by that, we have to aim at a state that from these blessings, by these blessings, we bless the higher force, and this higher force, this higher force blesses us, giving us positive forces by which we can balance the negative forces and to build a good relationship between us, good systems of relationship. One shall help his fellow friend, love another as thyself. Therefore, these systems of blessing between man and his fellow friend is a result of a person raising his request to the Creator and receiving the positive force from him, balancing by it also the negative force, and then he could relate to others in a good, nice, and soft way. And this attitude of his towards the friends makes it so that they will all connect, that connection and love will increase in the world, and then truly as a result, he has a blessing towards the Creator. He thanks him, he blesses him, that thanks to him, with the force of the Creator, he has made this world good. That the person is the one who performs it, but the performing force is the Creator who does it through man. It's really interesting, because if up till now we talked about identifying with the Creator's actions, now we're talking about the man as an active agent, not passive. He works, he's operating, he's an active force. A person has to turn to the Creator, receive the strength to act, and after all that, was it he who performed? No, it was the Creator. And did he ask? No. Did he ask and pass it on to others? No, it wasn't him. And where is he? Here he has a point of identification with the Creator, but it's in feeling, in revelation. And then he feels himself an inseparable part of the higher force, meaning he reaches the same degree as the Creator. So it means that eventually what he discovers that's good, that does... No, not something. He discovers himself on the degree of the Creator, good, benevolent, infinite, above time, space, motion, life, death, everything. But that he himself can perform actions which benefit others. He himself performs actions because he becomes the Creator's partner. We see people that have different problems in life and we want to bless them, we want to help them. And you're saying that it's possible to get a certain force to do it? No. No. Usually we're incapable of doing such things unless a person himself is in contact with the Creator and pulls upon himself the positive force, then really he can heal himself, take care of himself, direct his life. It is almost impossible to influence a person over a person. These are only stories that are told in the public, but the truth is that everyone has to reach his degree, and therefore everyone receives, let's say, the stimulating or hastening forces, that we have to differentiate that these are our developmental forces. And if a person gets different unpleasant states, it's actually a clarion that the Creator calls him this way. Come and start taking care of your fate, because I'm ready to go with you and realize it. As it says, come unto Pharaoh, the evil inclination, and we'll take care of it. So where do these customs of blessing each other, even when we say Shabbat Shalom to each other, where does it come from? These customs, they come from the recognition of the spiritual world, where a person exists as a small world, where there are men and women, and animals and plants, and the animate level, and of course, there are the husband and wife, and children, and the bride and the groom, and friends, and also the wise and the foolish, and the thieves and murderers, and the righteous. It all exists in a person, where a person is a small world. And when a person corrects a certain discernment of this desire in him, then by the correction of the higher force, by that he blesses the Creator for giving him the strength to correct a certain discernment of his evil inclination and invert it into the good inclination, where previously he was just a young fellow and now he's a groom. And afterwards, you'll become a man, and so on, because you mentioned that the groom, bride and groom are blessed. But it's all as a result of the wisdom of Kabbalah. When it teaches a person, it puts him in a state where he sees the entire world inside of him, and not outside of him. That outside of me, nothing exists, but all of the discernments, the good and the bad, all of my desires, good and bad, everything that's going on, it's all inside of me. And if I want for the world to be better, I have to correct myself. So if I really saw someone who has a certain problem, and now the state is revealed to me, what am I supposed to do about it? Correct yourself. As a result of someone else's problem being revealed to me, I have to correct myself. Yes, to correct that about yourself with the intention that you want for the good result to appear in him. And then you will really feel that he is in you, and not that there's distance and some alien body. No, it's all in order to confuse us, that we're in the world of the still vegetative inanimate, and therefore we feel ourselves separated by these three discernments. But on the speaking level, on the Adam level, human level, not the Adam human level like we're all animals in this world, but on the level, on the human level, the level of Adam, we're all as one man and one heart, all of us connected together. And therefore, if I try to discover, reveal reality this way, then I find out that there's only me and the Creator. And we're turning to the Creator in order to ask for that force that, yeah, I can ask of him for the forces, understanding, in order to reach a state where I will see the world in its truthful manner, that there is none else besides him, and the whole of reality, and the whole of reality is me. So when people wish each other Shabbat Shalom, a good Saturday, or a good week, Shavua Tov, what kind of action is that? That they do that. These are customs. That this way we as if accumulate all of our parts onto that degree called a good day, Yom Tov, or Shabbat Shalom, a good Shabbat, or the head of the month, Rosh Chodesh, and so on. Or good morning, good evening. That's how it is. But actually, it's all because by that we connect, we come closer. And at some point from this nearing, we'll reach a state where we will be as one body. What is this positive force, the force of the blessing? What's the negative force? Previously, you talked about the evil inclination. Can you explain it to me, what it is? From what I understand, we have an evil inclination. Where does it come? Not even where does it come from, but where is it? Where is it? Yeah. In our feelings, in our thoughts. Meaning, we have an evil inclination, which we don't know where it is, but we can only reveal it according to its appearance. And everything that we do only out of this evil inclination. There is nothing else about us. As it says, I have created the evil inclination. And what about the good things that we do too for each other? Also out of the evil inclination. There's nothing good about it. But everything that we do only for ourselves, for our own benefit. Even that sometimes it seems as if a person, he really does good, courageous things, like risking his life and everything. It's all for the sake of his ego. However, the good force, the good inclination, doesn't exist in our world. We have to attain it. We have to attain the good force, and we can attain it only from the Creator directly. If we demand it from Him, then the entire wisdom of Kabbalah is how to receive the good force in order to balance the bad force and to live in between these two forces. And this is called, and you shall be as God, knowing good and evil. So when it says that the blessing has strength, what does it mean? The power in this blessing is that all in all, we bless the appearance of the good force that now we have merited to reveal it, see it. And when we're supposed to say, have a good week, Shavuot Tov, what strength is there to this saying or this intention? That we wish someone else a good week. That is if we have a good desire to pass it on to them. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's profound matters. Yeah, these concepts are very far from what we know in this world. It's time, space, situation, it's something completely different. Therefore, it's really hard. If we take Kabbalah books that speak about the intentions behind these blessings, we'll see such letters there, such combinations of letters, which is completely not like our words and our alphabet, Hebrew alphabet, and the letters and the signs, which represent what more or less? They represent the forces. Of course, these are forces. There's nothing aside forces from forces in the world, aside from the force of bestowal and reception. And in between these two forces exists the whole of reality. So it means that what a person does, when he knows how to operate these forces, what he's trying to do is to constantly bring this positive force in order to balance the negative force. And actually all the negative things that he sees in reality, which are actually the reflection of himself. That depends on the extent of his revelation. What level of revelation is he on? So, and in general, we can say that all of our relations, they're divided between man and his friend and man and the Creator. In these two directions, there's also our attitude towards nature, the still vegetative inanimate. But that's also included in the relations between us human beings, because eventually we live in that environment. So if we focus on the level between man and his fellow friend, that there's so many blessings in Judaism about it, where do they want to aim us? What's the cleanest, highest, most advanced place that I have to come to in my attitude towards others? What's that place? Like towards the Creator? Can you explain a bit? What kind of attitude? I have to feel that he and I exist in one body, in one desire, and one thought, and there is no difference between us and our bodies, for them not to separate us, that now they do separate us. And what I feel is good and bad and pain, or something good in body, and what someone else feels, it's not felt by one body towards another body, but we have to reach a state where the body will not separate us, but what the other feels, I'll feel too, at least the way he feels it, he himself feels it, and even more. that's actually the right form of our development that has to be. So on each and every step, that there were such different customs like good morning, good evening, Shabbat Shalom, good week. There's like a blessing for everything. So I have to keep in mind that eventually I'm supposed to feel you, that I bless you like I bless myself, not by these blessings, but by actions of connection, which we have to perform. And these blessings, they only tell us what degree do we have to come to. And all of those different states where it's common to bless, like a bar mitzvah, like a wedding, these are all degrees that this is how a person relates to his ascents and descents, inner. Yeah. That he himself, like in a small world, like in him himself, like in a small world, they all exist, the friends and the bride and the groom, the entire world. Eventually also the Creator. How do I attain him? I attain him as the general force that through my desire I attain, that I attain through my desire, as the light which appears inside the vessel. I can't attain something outside of that. So every moment in life belongs to this process. Yes, every moment in life belongs to the revelation of the Creator, the feeling of the Creator, contact with the Creator, that it's all Him. Therefore, all in all, the wisdom of Kabbalah brings a person to the recognition that the Creator fulfills the whole of reality and there's none else besides Him. Just to see if I get it. A person blesses someone else. A person blesses some other person. Eventually, this entire blessing, it comes to remind him, himself, the exalted place he has to reach in his attitude towards others, that he will feel another as if he is himself. No, that I have contact, connection with the Creator, that he has connection with the Creator. He doesn't mean the friend, because there's no friend here, there's only the Creator here. That the Creator is exactly what? The only higher force which operates on me. And that I have some imagination that there are other people that exist and the world and so on. It's all the imaginary world. This is how the Creator wants me, through all of this entire imagination, to discover Him as the only force. So in that blessing, there is a certain desire to come closer to that Creator. Yes, to discover Him. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Tal. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.